the Batchy Bubble. We'll find you love when you're in lockdown. It's no trouble. Before you know it, you're in a wedding gown.
Being single in Melbourne at the moment is not easy. And it hasn't been easy for well over 18 months now because mingling is off the cards with social distancing and with lockdown. And these are valuable months and years that a lot of singles are using. So we thought, how can we help? We can create our own batchy bubble here on the show. So slide into our DMs at FifiFevNick. If you want us to find you love, that's what we'll do. We've got nothing to do with our spare time. We want to use that spare time to find you a love connection. Now we have Chloe from Newport. Hi, Chloe.
Good morning, guys.
Chloe, welcome to the show, and we are going on a journey with you. We are going to find you somebody that you can have a fulfilling relationship with. We're going to get you three guys, and then on Friday, you pick us which one you want to go on a proper date with, and it's all on us. The Uber Eats, we'll get it all delivered, we'll get flowers, we'll get you a nice outfit from the Iconic. This will be fun, Chloe. What are you looking for?
Definitely someone that's got equal parts of like seriousness and fun to them. Someone that's very goal driven, but can also let their hair down. I love to travel. I love to go out, socialize, have a few drinks. So someone that can enjoy that too.
It's not a question, Chloe, that you'd ask a lady first up, but how old are you?
I'm 28.
28. Do you like an older man, a younger man, or just about where you are?
I think.
Older.
Yeah, well definitely.
I get that because, you know, young guy's not ready to settle down or maybe find that love connection. Mm. Now, Chloe, we're going to get straight to this. We have found you somebody. We have scoured all the people DMing us and we think this might be a nice match. We'd like to introduce you to Jonathan from Epping. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys. Hello, Chloe.
How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you. Not bad for a Tuesday morning.
Yeah, not bad at all. I just want to start off by saying, when I first saw your photo, I couldn't help but notice you and I thought you looked absolutely stunning. Very, very photogenic.
Oh, thank you. I'm blushing.
That's okay. Well, blushing is good. It's a good thing. I want to ask you, what does your perfect first date look like, Chloe?
Oh, is this a lockdown first date or a post-lockdown first date?
We'll say lockdown post. All right, post. Let's go with post.
It's either probably like a walk around the tan and the coffee or like drink somewhere.
Don't say Melbourne wheel.
Oh, definitely. I've never done that. That could have been a good first date option. I've never done it before.
Oh, perfect. Walk around the tan. So you're into an active lifestyle, much like myself, it sounds like.
Are you? Are you into
Definitely, basket? Definitely.
Do you have any pets? Active.
I do. Are you a dog or a cat person?
I'm a dog person.
Oh, we're going to get along just perfectly. Just perfectly. Oh, that's actually one of my questions I've got for you.
I thought I was actually asking the questions here.
Go for it, Chloe.
Well, I was told to come prepared, Chloe, so but go on.
All right, I'm going to do a typical Melbourne question. What's your coffee order?
Ooh, because I'm into fitness, it's going to be a bit weird. And those that know me know this is definitely my coffee. It's a long black with 2 equal and a touch of almond milk.
Oh, that's a bit complicated.
That's annoying.
That's annoying.
That's for Fev, Jonathan, not for anyone else.
What's yours, Chloe?
Yeah.
I'm a simple skinny latte girl.
Yeah.
Okay, nice and easy. Let me ask you, Chloe, would you rather be told where you're going on a date or be surprised?
Good
definitely
question.
Be told. I'm a super organized person, so I definitely need to be told.
Okay. One more question for you. Would you rather... Hey. would you rather drink at a bar or an intimate setting at a restaurant?
Oh, as a first date or in general?
In general, because we know what you'd like for a first date, a walk around the tan and a coffee.
Probably intimate setting, like at a dinner, nice restaurant.
Oos, well done.
Guys, this has been so enjoyable. Jonathan. Chloe, if you don't pick Jonathan, yeah. you could replace Usher on The Bachelor.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more questions.
You know how to run a show. I just think you nailed that. He's come prepared.
He's probably got more questions. Can I guess the next one? If you had $100 to spend at Chris and Mari's plant farm, what would you get first? So I think we were almost there. These were very in-depth questions.
I don't think he liked that.
You did great. Chloe and Jonathan, that was really...
I love it.
I loved that. That was great. We will wait and see whether or not there is a spark that flies.
Best chat so far.
Definitely.
I reckon. No awkwardness. I loved it.
Yeah, you really wrangled that, Jonathan. That was great. And Chloe, you are on a journey, as we said. Tomorrow we're going to introduce you to somebody else. How did that feel, guys?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I love it. She's a dog person. It's amazing.
What are the odds? Fantastic.
this is good.
Melbourne, if you like the sound of
that chat. I'd love to unpack that chat.
Might have to do that during the ad break, Fev, because Melbourne, if you like the sound of Chloe, she hasn't quite found love just yet. We need you to slide into our DMs, Fifi, Fev, Nick. She's going to go on another date tomorrow.
And just as a side note, if anyone likes the sound of Jonathan, slide into our DMs. If Chloe doesn't pick him, we can find someone for him.
Unless you like cats, then don't bother.